Hargy, Hargy. I declare myself pickled pink about it.
Yo, Dave, what's my balance? Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle ground. Giggles going all out.
All right.
Good show.
We have quite the show today.
We got it's a birthday bonanza.
Do you like that?
It was good. It was real good. Even if my birthday is not even till Tuesday.
But you know, you celebrate it. I think that's something that should be talked about. If your birthday is in the middle of the week, if it's before Wednesday, you should celebrate it the weekend before. If it's after Wednesday, you should celebrate it the weekend after.
All right, I agree.
So here you are on a Tuesday. We celebrated it this weekend, and quite the celebration you did.
Yeah, it was a good night.
I think I got two voicemails or drunk texts at 5:30 in the morning from you.
Really?
Yeah.
It ended up me at this girl's house making pancakes.
Oh, which girl?
She was red-haired. She was a friend of my ex.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Was she at the party last night?
She was at the party, but I think Stink High let you go home. She made you go home.
Hell for that one.
She's good. I wanted to leave.
I wanted to leave.
You wanted to leave?
That was about it for me.
Yeah.
I got this on Friday night. I got this, if we can listen to it for a second.
I apologize.
Big if.
Here we go. Ready?
Son of a bitch.
Hold on.
It was good. It was good. That was really good. We need to connect. I feel like there's a little bit of a tension in the room right now.
There's a little too much?
It's a little too much because we got the two producers. It's a producer off.
Old producer off.
Man, stop trying to... What's that guy's name that reps Mike Tyson? Don King. Don King.
He's Don King in it.
He is.
I want to see a producer off.
I came down for fun. I didn't come down to produce shit.
Here we go. Let's do a producer off. I think we should fire Giggles.
I agree.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
I just blew up in your face.
All over my face. Speaking of all over your face, we got a couple special guests in the studio today.
What kind of special guests?
Frakowskis. They're Polish.
The Kumlowskis?
Kumlowskis. We have like the three
Propiszkis.
All right. I am Dave, and to the right of me, as usual, is Giggles.
Yes.
And in the studio today, we got our producer, Jason, our old producer, Johnny, the Grizz. I see Ryan over there playing some video games, a.k.a. the Hammer. And pretty soon we'll actually debut a rap song that we all put together the other day, which will be huge.
Nice.
We also have, who do we have? The
Kumlowskis.
Kumlowskis, which is brought to us by
Scrap.
Scrap has produced a bit for us. And we will we'll do that pretty soon. That'll be coming up. They'll have a little bit in here.
Nice.
With us.
Yeah. Give us a call, 646-915-9228. We want to hear about your weekend.
We did start off a little late, but here we are. We'll be with you for another hour. We'll be with you till about 3:30 and pre-Oscar game.
Mm-hmm.
Post-birthday bonanza. Tons of stuff going on.
There's a lot going on.
What else? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, let me just look outside. The weather is beautiful. It's gorgeous. Yeah,
what the fuck are we doing here?
I don't know.
Should we do a show outside?
We should be on the roof or something.
We should be on the roof.
That we should be stunning. Amazing. We should take the Fakowskis up to the roof.
The Fakowskis.
And go up in Sanowski.
Just call them the holes. It'll be much easier to remember.
Wow.
Wow.
So we should be on the roof right now.
We should be on the roof.
That would be nice rooftop. I went out to the beach yesterday. I got my outdoors.
You got a little beach in?
You know, when we went to Rye Beach, where they, in the winter, allow dogs to run off lead, and it's just a dog bonanza.
Really?
It was very interesting.
Turned into the
just
birthday to the dog bonanza.
Everywhere, running around. It was
bonanza,
quite fun.
The word
sounds
of the
like
day.
A party last night.
Yeah. It was a good...
It sounds like a party. Word of the day, bonanza. If you hear it go, ah!
It's a good word. It's one of my favorite words.
Is it?
Yeah, bonanza.
Because it has an A and a Z.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so getting back on the Oscar track, one thing that happened this weekend was Alice in Wonderland raked in $116 million already.
Really?
That's great. $116
million. And I hear it's complete and utter crap.
Well, yeah, I have not seen it yet.
I will see it.
I do.
What is going on with all these 3D movies? Like that's Willy what I want to know.
All right, let's all calm down here.
Just relax. Everybody, just
share focus.
Well, let's think about that. 3D movies. They're trying to do something that you can't do at home because everyone is just buying bootlegs. Everyone is just watching at home. They're like, I'll wait until it comes out on DVD. I'll watch it at home. So they're losing money in the movies.
Yeah. I have a problem with that.
What's your problem?
Everything at home is in 3D.
Mm-hmm. Well, except your TV's not.
I mean, you're in 3D right now. You're,
right.
Well, you are in 3D. Well, wouldn't it be more like almost, whoa.
What is 3D? What is 3D? Height, width, and depth or something?
Yeah. Depth That's is three. The third dimension.
Right. That's
what's
correct.
What's the fourth dimension?
Time.
Time.
Yep. Mm. It's the fifth. The Oscars.
The Oscars.
Well, you know what James Cameron said about Avatar was his goal was to make you forget that you were wearing 3D glasses. And I'd say he very much succeeded. I mean, in the old school, 3D used to mean in Jaws 3D, remember?
Well, it's
the
just,
shark
it was a
came
gimmick.
Out of the screen at
it was
you.
A gimmick.
Or it was something in front of you that you would try to touch with. Right. Avatar, it was more seamlessly blended into the movie, and I think that is definitely a step up in technology.
It was a gimmick back in the day. Now it's, you know, they're actually making films with 3D. Before it was just movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, you go out and see a movie. Ooh, this is great. Jaws 3D. But now it's like film. So like, but do you ever think they'll actually get to the point where they'll make like
3D tellies?
No, not 3D tellies. They already have those. But I'm talking about like, so like say
a genre
like
a film like The Godfather.
Like genre. Yeah, like exactly. Or like I was thinking more along the lines of There Will Be Blood. Can you see There Will Be Blood in 3D?
I think that would be vastly more interesting than a lot of pretty colors. And it's not to knock Avatar. I think everyone's covered Avatar and their problems with Avatar.
Sure.
Avatar was an amazing
People are killing themselves movie. Over it because they want to be part of that world.
Right.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It's not bad.
Terrible.
Ridiculous.
Dave loves being anti about anything that's really big and successful.
I do. Give us a call, 646-915-9228. I do like Avatar, though.
So, speaking of Avatar, let's. I'm going to go ahead and go down the list of the 10 nominees for
let's
Best
hear
Picture
it.
For Oscar this year. We have let's Avatar.
Saw it.
The Blind Side.
Never saw it.
No,
that's with Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. Speak with a southern accent.
Yeah.
You love her, right?
Yeah. I used to have a big crush
one?
On
yeah,
Sandra
it's
Bullock.
It's the one where she develops a nose tackle.
All right, so we got Avatar, we got Blindside.
District 9.
This fantastic movie.
Love that movie.
You guys see it?
No. I've not seen it, but I've heard terrible things.
You guys gotta see it. No way.
Yeah.
You'll love it, Dave.
We'll bring Scrap in. He hated it.
Oh, I loved it.
Ryan hated it. AKA the Hammer hated it. Gave a big thumbs down his throat.
Yeah, but he works at a fucking, like, the artsiest DVD company there is. He's, like, paid to hate it.
Wow. All right,
we're
going to finish it.
Yeah, right, well, one second. Let's bring it down here for a second. At what age did you, Giggles, have a crush on, what's her name?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
It was when Speed came out.
Oh,
yeah. You're a big Speed girl.
Speed and The Net. I was big into her and The Net.
Right. And then you could order pizzas off the internet. That was huge.
Really?
Yeah. That was the
thing.
Gimmick.
How did that tie into the movie?
That was a gimmick. That was that was like she can order pizza off the internet while sitting at the on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, the late night.
Yeah.
In Education, our fourth film.
I've never even heard of that.
Didn't like school.
No.
Don't want to see it in Education. The Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I thought the first 10 minutes of that movie was incredible, and then the rest of it seemed like a repeat of the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Inglourious Basterds, which is my pick.
Inglow.
Best Picture.
All right, so there's your pick. I like it.
Precious, based on the novel Push by
Precious?
Sapphire.
That's the one with the big fat black chick, right?
Right. She has AIDS.
Ugh. The big flat black Juno.
Ugh.
Black Juno.
The Black Juno.
Black Juno.
Yeah, she's the Black Juno.
You don't know nothing about me. Whatever.
Race
fats.
A Serious Man, which is Tom Ford's movie about the gay professor. No, that's wrong. A Serious Man is the Coen Brothers.
The Coen Brothers. I was gonna say you're way off on that one. All right, go on. Give me more.
Up.
Up.
I like that.
Pixar movie.
Up, when I went and saw Up, I was in a theater in Brooklyn
BK.
With what can only be described as stereotypical hipster, skinny jeans, big, thick, black framed glasses.
Mm-hmm.
In the first 10 minutes of Up, that hipster was crying so hard.
That's so nice.
So hard.
They're very sensitive, those hipsters.
They are.
You know, and I think
they like to make you think they don't care.
Right. They suppress. They suppress all these emotions, and they just like, you know, you show them a little cartoon with a little bit of emotional tie to it. And they ball like babies.
Yeah.
I also think that their bones are probably made of glass. You know, I feel like if I punched one, they'd probably break. They'd probably just break.
Oh, yeah. You'd probably win in a fight. You're a big dude. Like,
you'd like to feel my muscles lately.
He's got, like, big arms. I'm feeling his muscles right now. And I don't know what he does, but like he's what you're an editor.
All right, let's talk about last night then, if you want to get on that. And we'll come back to the Oscar thing for a second.
We had last night.
I know. What's the last movie? What's the last movie?
Up in the Air. It's about getting
up in the air and up. We'll get back to that in a second, because one thing I really dislike about what they did at the Oscars this year is add 5 movies to it and make it 10. I think that's such bullshit.
There used to be just 5.
There used to be just 5. Now they've added 5 more and made it 10.
Avatar is going to take Best Picture.
Yeah, I think so. Best Director, though? That's up in the air.
Probably give it to, what's her name? Bigelow.
Give it to his wife.
Just to create that little polar.
The drama.
Yeah. Because typically, don't they usually give Best Director to the same guy who directed Best Picture and vice versa?
I mean, it's typically usually, but yeah. I mean, it's up in the air.
Yeah. I think it's Tarantino's year.
Tarantino's year.
Yeah, finally.
But really, does Tarantino make films or does he make movies?
What?
Tarantino is an auteur.
I think I'm a pretty well-known hater of Tarantino.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're a hater of anything that's good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll call you out.
Wow. What's going on over there, Giggles?
Nah, I'm just looking at news.
So last night, we're hanging out at Giggles' birthday, and he got loaded. And neither of you were there, so this you'll find interesting. Loaded.
Right.
At one point, first he takes his finger, I'll say this so people understand out there. He puts it to his eye, puts it to his heart. Then he points at me.
You left
from across the way. All the way across the way.
Melted.
Then later, he grabbed me by like the hair, because my hair is a little long. He grabbed me by the hair, like by the ears, and goes, kiss me.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I did dance with your lady, though.
You did dance with my lady.
I showed her how a real man dances with a woman.
What was your poison of choice last night?
I was drinking whiskey. Drinking whiskey and Coke, and I moved on to beer. It was great.
646-905-9228 if you're out there, give us a call.
Call in. And my ex-girlfriend was there.
Your ex-ex.
My like ex-ex.
Triple X. How did that work out?
Three ex-girlfriends ago?
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, it was good. It was nice.
I heard she wanted to go home with someone else.
She was like sweating downtown.
She was sweating downtown, aka the hammer.
She was like, he's a nice guy. And I was like, yeah, he's a good guy. It's like, so, you know. And but you know,
would you give that your blessing, Giggles?
You know, Ryan's a good guy.
But last night you did not. Like I asked you, I was like, I think Ryan went home with her, and you got all tensed up, and you got pursed lips, and you were like, he better not bring her to my house, not my house. He not coming into my house with that.
He, you can shout tips from across the apartment when you hear him in the room together.
Yeah,
you know what she likes. Do that.
He pointed at his eye, and then he pointed at his fist, and then he pointed at the hammer.
Exactly. This was not an I heart you.
But I think she actually like likes him.
She's down with him.
Oh, the windows are open.
the windows are open.
Musical interlude.
Let's let him play
from
it
Woodside,
out.
Woodside, Queens.
I'll bet you that's a hipster in that car right there.
Is that somebody's car?
That's someone's car, and that is definitely Jay-Z. Oh, there they go. Go on.
Wow.
I gave him the stink eye.
Nice. 646-915-9228. Give us a call. All right, Giggles.
Yeah.
What's your pick of the movie this year?
I'll say Avatar is going to sweep it.
Sweep it all.
Just with all the earthquakes and the tsunamis and everything like that, people are really like looking for something to hold on to.
Uh-huh.
And they're, you know, they want that like feel-good movie.
Avatar is that feel-good movie?
Avatar, it's going to sweep it.
It's sweep it.
I think you're right. It does deliver a perfectly like time poignant little anti-military, you know, embrace the cultural beliefs of a. I can see it. I don't know if they'll get Best Director, but he should. I mean, I think he definitely created the most intense movie-going experience of the year, without a doubt.
I think he created the future of 3D. Like, I think like before him, 3D was really like looked at as
hack,
gimmicky. And I really think he pushed that. So I think in all, if he wins, he wins for developing the future.
Give him a technical award, then.
Yeah, I give him a technical. But he developed the future of filmmaking,
did
which
you not
is
like
interesting.
Avatar, Jay?
I thought it was pretty. Avatar was pretty.
All right, what's your problem with it? What's your beef?
I respect writers, big time. I think it's the most important part of any movie.
Okay.
And I think this time they just kind of went to the well and they said, you know, we have this amazing visual thing. We want to keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
So that people will go and just walk away with the only thing on their mind that blew my mind because it was so pretty.
It's pretty.
And it was.
Story-wise, you're right. It was pretty lame.
Story-wise, it was like,
There was not much to it.
It was Halo meets Fern Gully.
Right. And I think that...
meets Dances with Wolves.
And I think that that's okay, and it has its place. I don't think it should be Best Picture.
No.
I think you need to step it up a little bit.
In transportation news, there's been a lot of potholes out there.
There has been a lot of potholes.
Good transition.
Smooth.
Well, I mean, are we going to sit here and talk about Avatar for 45 minutes, or are we going to talk about
the real issues? It's Oscar Sunday.
I don't know. You got a ham over there you can hand me?
A ham?
Ham-handed segue. Come on now.
I didn't get that.
You got pigs for fists is what he's saying.
So what's going on with the potholes?
Potholes. There's a lot of potholes.
Yeah.
Out there.
What do you want to do? Go fill
them? There's a new technology now that they got in England that they fill the potholes with. It's like takes like 5 minutes.
What do they use?
Some sort of like
blood pudding.
Yeah.
Argus.
What do they use?
I don't know. Fill me in. That's good.
Fill me in.
It's our first real joke of the day. We are a comedy show. No, they got this new technology and they're filling the potholes, but we need that technology here because supposedly. It costs like what? Curtis was saying $950.
In New York, if your car is hurt by a pothole, you can make a claim and they'll pay you to fix your car. And the average claim payout is $950.
Damn.
And that's still cheaper than fixing the potholes.
Just for a flat tire? Or we're talking more damage?
We're talking bent rims. And.
So if I got a flat tire, I can't get really much for it. I could.
You can get like the tire and the cost. Like,
Please stand by. Pretty please. Please stand by. Please sit. Sit up. Simon says sit up. Simon says stand. Simon says jump up and down. Simon says stop. Jump up and down again. Whoops, Simon didn't say it. Please stand. Bye.
That he got his money's worth, and I think that's dangerous. A dangerous feeling.
I was actually thinking because there's such a fume leak that the light at the end of the tunnel was some kind of hallucinatory thing where he kind of envisions things because of this leak.
Yeah,
which I think over the course of the time you've had your car, you have gotten dumber.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Purple.
That was our second joke of the show. Not very good.
We're trying here.
I'm just worried about you. 646-915-9228. We do have callers alive for another 6 minutes, and then we lose callers. So call us in now.
Yeah.
Call us in now.
If Cockslap Marconi is listening, I want him to call in right now.
Wow.
Okay, you know, I'm talking to ladies. The guy just comes up and cockslaps me.
Wow.
You know, like, really, Joe?
He's a bully.
Speaking of which, Joe, I saw Antichrist last night, speaking of cockslapping. So call in. Let's talk about Antichrist.
Let's just talk about Joe.
Antichrist. What was the Antichrist?
Willem Dafoe and Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Okay.
All fucked right. up.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a little callers for 6 minutes if they do call in.
646-915-9228.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with the Blakowskis.
All right.
Kumlowskis.
We got a caller.
Kumlowskis. No, we don't have a caller, but
Scraps and his three holes coming at you live.
So this past week, I don't know if you heard the story of the air traffic controllers.
Jerks.
Did you hear those guys that got suspended? How do you feel about that?
Well, my mom was a nurse, and she took me into the hospital, and I saw a gallbladder being removed and a heart transplant.
Did you remove it?
But no, I stood behind it. I didn't put on gloves and carry
what's
a scalpel.
What does that have to do with flight control?
All right, let's listen to the audio. I got the audio. Let's listen to it. Let's listen to the audio.
JetBlue 171, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff. JetBlue 171. Let's see here. Air Mexico 403 Kennedy. I'm going through a left position hold.
Position hold, Air Mexico 403.
This is what you get, guys, when the kids are out of school.
I can bring my kid to work.
JetBlue 171, contact departure.
Over to departure, JetBlue 171. Awesome job.
Thanks, I'm going to.
03, clear for takeoff.
403, clear to takeoff. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Air Max 403, contact departure. Adios.
Contact departure, Laredo, Mexico 403. Adios.
Blue 195 with 310-13, and we threw in left every day.
Contact departure. Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. Over to departure.
Kid's good. Kid's got a talent.
The kid's got a real talent for it. And here you are.
The controversy is that they brought this kid into work. And
it was a bring your kid into work day.
The FAA's investigating. Yeah, these guys are
suspended.
Suspended.
The pilots are actually backing them up. They're saying, why? We don't need to do this.
It's a bigger problem than this because kids kids need this type of stuff. This kid, yeah, in this moment, probably discovered his path.
Yeah. He's probably going to be as like as that.
Right. He's like, oh, I love doing this. This is so exciting. This is a sweet thing. It used to happen all the time, and no one made a big deal. There, his dad's sitting
Jailhouse Joe, you're on the air.
Oh, great.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing. What's going on?
You called us.
How you feeling, Giggles?
I'm feeling good, dude. My dick's a little hurt.
Dick.
Yeah. You touched my dick more than anybody last night.
Yeah, well, you know what? In my defense, because...
That's typically the case.
I did run over there like an asshole and punch him in his dick.
You probably deserved
it. Talking to, like, the worst people ever.
What are you talking about? I was talking to cute girls.
They were awful, Mike. They were awful.
No, they didn't like you. That's why you're angry at them.
Wow. They just liked everybody. They were dumb. Everything they said was retarded.
Like, I'm so angry.
So I did it for you.
Thanks, Joe.
Helping you.
He's looking out.
And then I bought you a shot afterwards.
He did buy you a shot. You Joe, did. Who were these people that he was hanging out with?
I don't know. Some ugly, dumb girls. Like, they were just dumb. And everything they said was dumb. Like, Mike was like a genius next to him.
Well, that's pretty. That's saying a lot.
Oh, wow.
He's been driving around that truck for a long time. He's not smart.
Not at all.
So that's last night. And Antichrist?
Antichrist.
Yeah, pretty good, huh, Joe?
You liked it?
I did. I thought it was great.
Movie talk with roommates.
Do they know what Antichrist is? Like, is there any preface for this movie?
Yeah, I definitely explained it to Giggles. I thought it was an interesting psychological look at what happens when a kid dies. But we have a radio show to do, so we'll get back to
I support your view of the girls last night 100%, Joe, even though I wasn't
there. So, Joe, come over for dinner tonight. Just, you know, what's going on? We got the Bukowskis.
We got the Bukowskis coming.
What? Is that the real? I don't.
Kumlowskis.
All
right, Joe, I'll talk to you later, but good work. Good work.
All right, so the Shitowskis.
All right, so back. We'll take another 2 minutes, and then we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and do a little Kumlowskis.
The dating game. Yeah. Kumlowskis.
So,
people
anyway.
People are overreacting.
Get back to the... So, I think it's just a nature of, like, living in this age, the safety age.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, my God, even though this kid was completely supervised.
Yeah.
Completely supervised.
Sitting on his dad's lap.
Sitting on his dad's lap. I'll tell you a story of when I was a kid.
Did it come out?
I did not see how old he was. I did not see how... Shoo, shut up. But when I was a kid, my dad would drive trains.
Yeah.
That's what he did. Mm-hmm. He would let me drive the trains.
Right.
He would let me brake and go. And I was like 6.
Yeah.
I would honk the horn, and I would get on the speaker. Everyone would laugh. Mm-hmm. It was a different time back then. But now everything's so safe.
Yeah. I got to steer an 18-wheeler when I was 6.
18-wheeler.
Like, wow. That's why I'm a truck driver today.
Right. Yeah. And Giggles is saying, I don't want to be on that flight with those kids.
But no, I don't care. I mean, it's not like the TSA brought
their
kids. For a
second, you just said you wanted
the TSA,
them to be
you know, like the looking at the, you know, the X-ray stuff. You know, it's not like, oh, well, kid says it's all right, so this guy can go through.
Right.
It's the control tower. There's not a lot of responsibility with the.
If the dad had gone down,
just the control tower of JFK.
Yeah, but if the kid had gone,
oh, is that Kennedy?
Yeah, is that Kennedy?
If the dad had gone downstairs to get coffee and been like, kid, you take it, take the runway. And, like, let the kid up there, and he was like, crayons, and, like, two planes hit each other. Yes,
sure. Let me ask you this, Giggles. Should those kids even be in there?
You know,
JFK really control tower where planes are coming in and out constantly.
I mean, it's not like the kid's going to accidentally, like, press a button.
What if the kid? What if the kid, like, hurts himself, and then, oh, crap, the father has to do something now?
Yeah, it's true. Like, you got to, like,
you shut up.
You got to be on point. You know, maybe it was a little bit distracting. I mean, if something would have happened, if, like, you know, planes collided or something, it would have been shit.
You should have played it safe by having the father, like, in the background going, tell him 150 to, you know, runway 8. Yeah. And the kid goes, 150 to runway 8. You know, and it's like the kid, like, messes up. He's going to be like, all right, 150 to runway
8. Yeah, I mean, the kid could say something wrong. I mean, if this were, like, Teterboro Airport, sure. But, like, JFK, when you got, like, thousands of planes coming in every day, you know?
It's true.
I just think it's yet another reason why people hate America.
Yep.
We don't like fun anymore.
No.
We don't.
We're a puritanical bunch of just stick up our asses.
But that's all an illusion, people. We really do like fun here on the Dave and Giggles show.
We do.
We do. We tell two jokes a show.
Next week we're going to let
jokes coming in next.
All of our sons will host this show next week.
All of our sons.
I'm bringing Marv.
Marv.
If you have, wait, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back with the Kumlowski sisters.
Kumlowski.
Yo, you need something moved? Boom. I got it. Breaking up with your lady?
Oh.
Boom. Let's do this. Moving, sir. Call me. Let's do it. Boom. Moving, sir. Call me. Giggles. I'll pick you up.
Be prepared, because Giggles doesn't have heat in his car.
Make sure you're wearing a coat.
And you might have to wear a gas mask.
It's a little bit gassy in the truck. But anyway, boom. We'll get your shit. We'll move it.
Giggles Moving Company. Contact your local Giggles for more information.
Boom.
It's late.
Giggles.
It's
Giggles.
Late. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. What walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a
giggly
sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's late.
Giggles.
It's late. It's late. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's fun for a girl and a boy. It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Get a Slinky Giggles in a size and color you like, in metal or plastic.
Dave and Giggles.
Oh.
It's not trash.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady.
What's going on, Giggles?
We got...
Who do we got in the studio?
We got three possible ladies that I'm going to try to score a date with.
All right.
And we're going to ask them some questions.
All right, let's go around the room first, and we'll... the Kumlowski sisters, number one.
Yeah, Gretchen from Brooklyn!
Oh, jeez.
Too much.
That's terrible.
That is loud. I'll stop fingering
her. Sorry, Gretchen from Brooklyn.
All right, Gretchen.
We apologize to all the dogs that just committed suicide out there.
Right, we have one of those, too, in the room.
So we got Gretchen from Brooklyn.
Yes. I'm Bobby from San Francisco.
Bobby with an I?
No.
With a Y. Okay. All right.
With two E's.
And then the third and last.
I'm Vanessa from Hawaii.
Ooh. Venus, I like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Vanessa.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Bachelorette number C, Vanessa.
From Hawaii. Hey,
from Hawaii. So
we're gonna jump right in.
We're getting right in.
Yeah, seriously.
So
setups for
if you were a food
amateurs,
what kind of food would you be?
I don't even have to think about that one, baby. I would be a banana.
We have banana in the studio. Oh,
they're screaming. We actually have a banana.
Giggles just knocked over a coffee with his boner.
All right.
We have a dog in the studio.
The dog just saw a cloud.
Bachelorette
and
number
no,
B.
No, it's not one of the bachelorettes.
Number B. Bachelorette letter B.
Letter B.
Bobby.
Bobby for, B for Bobby.
B for Bobby.
She's smart.
Yes.
If you were to take me out on a date, surprise me for my birthday, what would you do?
Bonanza.
We would probably have to go to a really, really like action-filled, action-packed movie, for sure.
Okay, yeah, an action-packed movie.
Yeah.
Good man answer.
Yeah, it turns me on, so. Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
I hope it would turn
like
me
a Schwarzenegger
on.
Movie.
Yeah.
Or perhaps The Hurt Locker for Best Picture
tonight. Right, or Van Damme, JCVD.
Bachelorette number A.
What
number
up?
A.
Gretchen.
Letter A.
Yep.
Excuse me, it was a bit of a rough night.
Gretchen, what's going on with the voice? Tell us about what happened.
Nothing. I
this
smoke.
Is it? You smoke a lot?
Occasionally. So that's just, you know, part of it.
What do you smoke?
It's hard to quit, but, you know.
I smoke everything, baby. Oh. I like.
Do you want this banana?
Yeah. Get around, we'll have Gretchen smoking a banana.
Can we, all right, so let's get some more questions.
Wait,
get
really
some more
quick, questions. Can I give a shout out to Dave?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Dave?
What's going on?
Oh
high five,
God,
high five, high five.
Okay.
Yelling into the mic.
Yeah, screaming. That's why she's got no voice. Sorry. All right.
All right, so if you, number one.
Oh, you're going to ask
if
me
you were, if you were going to be an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
Well, what kind of animals do you like, Dave?
Lots of different animals. Tell me what kind of animal you would be.
I would be a bear.
A bear.
So I could take you at any time. Or giggles. But,
or giggles.
Yeah.
You would be a bear.
A bear.
All right, same question number two.
Let's see. Maybe a snake.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah. A snake. All very, very phallic and, like, beastly animals so far. I really like it. All right, go on. Okay. Go on, number three.
Hey, babe. I would be a kitty cat.
Oh.
Wow. Mm. Things got heavy in the studio. They were a little bit nervous when they came in, but I think they've really, you know.
They've settled down.
They've opened up.
I think you're making them very comfortable.
Yeah, I try. I try to make ladies comfortable in my surroundings.
You might be more comfortable wearing, like, a skirt or something. You ever thought about that?
Cross-dressing.
Yeah, giggles.
Giggles, don't.
Would you ever wear
giggles,
a skirt?
Giggles is ignoring. He's just going to go to the next question. Not even answer. Would you wear a skirt, Giggles? Would you Jesus Christ, like, listen.
What? Be more comfortable. You know, it's kind of airy in there, you know.
All right, so we have a question.
Just barrels right over it. Come on, Giggles.
He's all red.
He's
all red.
Blushing.
All right, go on. Ask your question.
All right.
This dog is licking my foot.
Stop it, Gretchen.
Bachelorette, as that animal, what would that animal sound like when orgasming?
Orgasm.
This is what you put.
Can
orgasming.
Can we get some orgasm music?
Yeah. All right.
We're
going to
set the mood.
You want mine?
Yeah.
Oh, that bear just came everywhere.
Good God.
I put my food up in a tree and that bear just came on it.
All over it.
Got any death metal? That'll accompany that one.
Right. Wow. Like, oh, hold on. Hold on. Let's bring it down for a second.
Just relax.
Can you give that to me again?
Why would you want to hear that again?
I like it.
Like a
good musical.
It sounds like a dying something. I can't figure out exactly.
All right, so the snake. What's the snake sound like?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Especially orgasm. Come on. Who hasn't seen a snake orgasm?
All right. Hold on. Hold on. Let's bring it down a second. Let's bring it down. Can you give that to me one more time? It was nice.
Just
was nice.
For the people at home, it's a very fine mist.
Very fine mist in the air. Very fine mist.
Snake juice.
All right. Getting down to the last, the sea. Give it to me.
The sea? Yeah.
What was her animal?
Wait, what? The cat.
The cat. Oh, okay.
Let's hear what this pussy sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
A little purr at the end. Very nice.
It was good.
Very nice. Does anybody have any other questions for these ladies?
What do you sound like when you orgasm?
You're going to have to find that out the hard way.
Whoa.
It's very hard way.
Ow.
I just picked up that coffee with my boner.
This dog is still licking me.
Let's go down the line, ladies. If you were to win this fabulous date with Giggles, what is your most perverse sexual fantasy involving this fine host?
All right. This is Gretchen.
You can tell by the smoky voice.
My fantasy with Giggles would be...
You son of a bitch! Don't just chewed my chapstick up!
Oh.
All right, go on.
Okay,
careful,
so,
it's medical.
So my fantasy with Giggles, if you're up for it, would be to include Dave.
All right.
I would really like Dave.
We didn't see that one coming.
And Giggles together.
We didn't. All right, moving on.
Bobby.
Okay, let's see. First, I'd have to take you over to my house so we could... pick out some clothes.
Yeah. She really wants to get you in a skirt.
Still, skirts, you know, dresses. If you just want to wear a tank top, it's cool. Maybe with a bra or something.
All right.
Really hot.
High heels.
Really hot. High heels, if you'd be up to that, I'd totally be into that. Totally.
Cool.
I just pictured Giggles in a wife beater with red high heels. It's not very hot.
No, it is. It is.
I kind of want to get a picture of that on the website.
We'll do it. Can we do it?
Yeah.
Can we take you there? Can we do it?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. And then maybe we'd go to a club and, you know,
what kind of club would this be? I mean,
I think a tranny
club.
Scandals. It'd be scandals.
It'd be scandals. They'd probably root for you, so watch out.
The old pump and dump club.
Yeah. Moving on to Bachelorette number 3.
Hey, sugar.
I love it. Come Lasky sisters. So, number 3, what is your most perverse date for Giggles?
Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm so ready. It's tough making eye contact with you.
He's almost purple. He's almost purple.
You're going to get really hot right now. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
So I just want to let you know, I just threw out my birth control. definitely no condom. Oh. Right smack dab in the middle of Babies R Us.
Whoa.
Babies and their moms all around.
Yeah.
Taking care of. That is just what I want to see.
All right. Just like raw dog at Babies R Us. She wants to see how he can adapt to a child.
Okay.
I like it.
Giggles, do you think he could perform in the middle of a retail establishment?
Yes. I probably could.
Have you ever just look over at the empty cribs and you get hard?
Yeah. In a crib.
Have you ever fucked in a crib?
Oh, no. Hot.
I've never fucked in a crib?
No, I've been fondled in a crib.
Good one.
All right, I'm gonna have to make my choice.
You want to make a choice?
I'm really nervous.
I know. I think I'm gonna.
All right, hold on. Let's narrow it down. So, give us your last chance.
Final word.
That's what I'm looking for. Final word.
Let's go in reverse order this time.
Giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be my baby's daddy?
Jeez. Oh,
she just flashed him.
I know. Yeah, all right, next.
This is Bobby. First of all, I'd like to say you're looking very feminine today. So
thank you.
That's good. And if you want my lipstick, we can hook that up for you. My lipstick.
Do you have your lipstick on you?
I have to go get it. Should I get it?
Yeah, get it. I want you to put on a lipstick.
Okay. Yeah, do that. Please do that.
That'd be fine.
Dave, Giggles.
she wants
I
you,
would
dude.
Really like to go on a date with you. And Dave, I think you're so hot. But Giggles, it would be awesome if we could go on a date.
All right.
I miss you, Dave. I love you.
I've made my choices.
All right, we're going to do...
Choices?
Choices.
I don't have any kind of snare drum thing, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this.
Really? This is what we're waiting for?
Okay. Make your decision.
All right. Well, Vanessa, you're very nice, but the fact that you have no voice and...
It's Gretchen. Kumlowski.
Sorry. Gretchen Kumlowski. Yes. So, Gretchen, the fact that you want Dave more than you want me, and you have no voice, I'm gonna have to nix you.
Dave.
Talk to me later.
Okay.
Talk to me later.
And Bobby, you know things were great, but you just wanna dress me up as a woman, and I'm tired of women taking control. So,
he wants control.
I want to be the man in the relationship.
You want to be the baby daddy.
You can still be the man, though. That's the good thing about it.
But I'm wearing high heels and your lipstick.
Sounds like Giggles about to say aloha.
So I think I made Vanessa. I think you're the one for me.
Oh, baby. So quick, where's the closest Babies R Us?
We're gonna have to Google it. And
I got you.
He's gonna find out. But ladies, thank you for being on our show.
Thanks
and
we'll
it was good times.
It was good times.
Good times.
I love you, Dave.
I know.
She's still she's yeah.
I know. We'll talk later.
All right,
we're gonna go to break and then we'll be back with a little bit more. How does that sound?
Yeah.
How does that sound?
A little bit
sounds
more.
Good.
Nice work, ladies.
And I try to be careful.
Very careful.
Very careful.
Then my doctor told me something surprising.
One study found that up to 70% of people who had
gigolitis
got it from their partner when they had no signs or symptoms of an outbreak.
And it doesn't matter how few outbreaks you get. You may still spread
gigolitis
at any time.
Now I take once
weekly Dave and Giggles
to reduce my risk of passing it on.
Dave and Giggles
is the only medicine proven to reduce the risk of spreading
gigolitis.
Always use safer sex practices with daily therapy, which also includes avoiding sexual contact when you get or think you're getting an outbreak. There's no cure for
gigolitis.
Even with treatment, it's possible.
All right, they're gone, and we're back on. That was terrible.
That wasn't.
No, it was fun. It was fun.
It was exciting.
She yelled right into the mic.
Oh, God, it hurt my ear so bad.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
So you're going to really take her out?
Yeah, maybe. I don't really have any money.
No.
I can't.
Well, you're just fucking in a Babies R Us.
It's true. Yeah.
You don't need any money for that.
But what do you think, like, the ramifications are for doing something like that?
It would fucking in make, a Babies R Us?
It would definitely make, like, the Village Voice.
I saw the one time I walked by the closest Babies R Us in Union Square, I saw a couple getting arrested for trying to steal diapers.
Really?
Jesus.
So I think for fucking, you're gonna.
Have you guys ever seen people like having sex in public?
There's bananas all over the place.
There's two bananas in the studio.
Like parties and shit like that. Yeah. That's happened before.
I saw a couple people having sex at a party. Yeah. It's pretty weird. Like this dude came in, he's like, I'm gonna have sex with my girlfriend. And like, this was like in high school. And, like, gets down, they get naked, they start having sex, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
This has turned into, like, what we got here?
It's back.
Are we going to get some lipstick on Giggles?
You're talking about the lipstick?
Do the application. Do the application.
It's back.
What color is that? Yeah. Talking to the mic. Tell us what color it is.
Someone, hey, Ryan, hammer.
It's called Pink Talk.
Bring that camera in here.
Someone bring a camera, please.
This is going to come off, right?
You need a camera.
No, it's permanent.
Something just cut out.
Yeah, no, it's
all right. See,
it's cool.
Are we on?
Listeners know that I defend your honor. I'm getting a camera so you can see this later. This is going to be so hot.
Hold on, ready?
Take a
Are we
going to
do a little recording of this? He's going to put lipstick on Giggles. She's applying it right now. He's a little puckered up. Loosen up, buddy. Loosen up. Look at her. This is a nice dark red lipstick. It looks really nice.
I got to smush your lips together. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Do I block? I don't know what I'm doing right now.
It looks really good, though.
There you go.
Give us a little block. Give us a little... Wow. You
good God, that's disturbing.
That looks...
Great.
Wow.
Yeah,
it looks so amazing.
All right, now I got lipstick on. Great.
Doesn't that feel good?
It does feel good.
Right, good.
So good. So good.
Wow.
Hey, what happened to our volume?
Why? Does it sound better or sound worse?
I don't know.
Something's wrong. Look at your meter. Everything's in the red.
Oh, that's cool. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Dude.
I unplugged the phone. Right now we're not getting any callers. That's the big thing. Look, you kissed the paste, piece of paper. It looks real good.
Oh,
that was terrible. I can't believe it. You know, sometimes you just got to do things for the show.
Sometimes you got to. I got that on video. That's just nice. You got a camera on that?
No, I actually, my Palm Pre update came last night, and now I can record video.
Now you can record video.
There you go.
Now we're here.
All right. What are we doing?
All right. So we'll take the next 12 minutes, end the show, have some fun. Let us know what's going on. Fortunately, you can't call right now, but that's okay. It's okay.
Ugh.
Giggles, what's going on?
I don't know. I feel like I just got like
rape
violated.
He has this rape vibe going on.
Joe said he couldn't hear anything.
Well, that's because it's Joe. He's very angry. That's amazing. Who did that? Is that Jailhouse?
Yeah, Jailhouse just sent us a little multimedia email.
Very nice.
Very. That's great, Joe.
We'll get that up on the website. It's
you
really fantastic.
Are talented.
No, that's terrible.
That's going on.
Really?
Yeah, the only change that I would make is I would take a picture of you with lipstick on and replace the hip.
Totally.
What's that? God.
It looks really good.
We're having a very Roman show today.
It's very...
It's weird.
It's Oscar
And then John decided to eat the banana.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to... Here, throw me one of those.
I didn't put it to any use.
Potassium.
Oh, man. All right.
There it goes.
I can't believe that damn dog ate your chapstick.
Oh, just destroyed my chapstick. Have you seen this? It destroyed my... It was under me, and it was just chomping on something. Don't know how it even got it. My God.
Yeah.
So what's going on? We got something coming up next week?
I don't know.
No?
Yeah, we usually review the week.
All right, let's review the week.
Let's Nostradamus it.
Oh, let's Nostradamus.
What will happen this week?
All right, what will happen this week? All right, I'm going to predict the Oscars will be an all-time low of viewers.
Okay.
Well, that's not hard to predict.
I know, because of cable vision.
Yeah. Yeah, for those who don't know, conveniently, today, the day of the Oscar airing, cable vision replaced ABC Channel 7 here in New York, anyway, it's Channel 7, with a message saying that ABC is just a bunch of greedy pigs who just need a lot of money, so we can't show you ABC. I'm sure having
same
the
same shit
the
they pulled with Food Network.
Food Network and
NFL
that's terrible.
Network, and
NFL.
They still haven't worked.
So do you have it at your house or no?
No,
you don't have it.
I'm not gonna watch the Oscars anymore.
You could probably. I mean,
you
with this day and age, you can find it online.
Everything on ABC gets on Hulu and whatnot. It's I'll bring it around. I wanted to bring it full circle. You said earlier talking about if your birthday is Monday or Tuesday, you do it the weekend before or after. Well, not this coming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday will be St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patty's.
That's on Wednesday. I think they're going to extend that forwards and backwards. Yeah. They're going to have two weekends of St. Patty's.
Because it's on Wednesday. Yeah. Well, that's a fancy thing about Wednesday. You don't know which way to go, so you go both.
Yeah.
And especially those fucking drunk Irishmen will give any reason to drink.
So next week, you guys should do the first of two St. Patty's Day extravaganza shows.
Was it 2 years ago? We got the... They just want to get a little picture in the studio. That's fine.
Yeah, that's
fine.
I'd wait for the show to end, you know.
2 years ago when we went out and that old firefighter.
Firewoman from Ohio or Florida.
Florida was picking me up trying to buy me drinks.
Yep.
That was quite the time.
Yeah, I think Gretchen would have a problem with that.
Hey, girls, what's going on? You back? For a little bit more?
We want to take some pictures if that's
cool. That's cool.
Dave, can I take a picture with you? Wait, hold on.
All right, come on over, girls. Come on over. Come on over. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Get in there. Get in there.
That's nice. Get in for a picture, guys.
All over.
This is really good radio. This is good. Get all the giggles.
Yeah, let me get in here.
Oh. Oh, Giggles looks scared.
He does. So scared. He's all red. Get this dog out of here.
That was good.
Oh, man. You know, she just...
What?
She looks good.
Which one? The one you wanted to date with?
Hawaii.
And, you know, I think I might go for another one.
Go for another what?
Another one of them. Try to get two.
Double date.
Yeah.
Take all three, man.
Yeah,
all three.
It's a good story.
It is a really good story. Would you do that with sisters? Like two sisters?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Especially
from the south.
The thing about that, though, is that the sisters have to be pretty nasty to want to do that. Don't you think?
No.
It doesn't be pretty nasty to go with any of us anyway.
That's true. Especially Giggles. Look at that guy.
Have you read the Bible? That's all it is, man.
It's just
that's all
sisters,
it is.
Sisters
family.
Getting down
family
on sisters.
Family started.
Ooh.
You have to start that way.
Yeah. That is true. I mean, we started with Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of kids who had a bunch of kids with their
But I
themselves.
Think back then it wasn't really like, you know,
come from Bible
cross pollination.
What does that mean?
What do you call it? You know?
What does that mean?
I don't know. We should just end the show.
It's too much. Too much for you?
The galley's so loud.
The galley is so loud. All right. So what do we got coming up? What else? What prediction of the week by Jason?
Prediction of the week. I think the spring is in New York. I think we're going to start seeing cleavage again.
Mm.
We're going to start seeing smiles again.
I like it.
And we're going to start having a good time again. The seasonal affective disorder is over, ladies and gentlemen. Go outside, hug a stranger.
If you get through February, you made it through the winter.
Right. And I'm going to fuck three sisters this week.
I like it. Johnny the Grizz, prediction of the week.
I'm going to go the exact opposite of the nun fucker over here. I'm going to say winter is not over. This is just a momentary break in the action.
Momentary
by Friday, everybody's going to be miserable again.
Oh, John saw his shadow.
What's going on over there?
I was fanning something.
Why
away.
Are you fanning?
Because I just dropped ass. Just farted.
Why didn't you do that when the gals were in here?
No, because I got class.
You do you?
Class in your ass.
All right, so Eagles prediction of the week.
Shit's going to get real.
What does that mean?
It just means it's going to get real.
What does that mean?
We got some stuff going on this week.
What kind of stuff?
I got work. I got actually like 3 days of work this week.
Yeah?
It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
I'm excited. Three or four, maybe four.
All
right. Let's have nice generic predictions. I got work. It's going to get real.
Get out there and do some interviews.
We're going to do some interviews.
People?
We need to.
Some people?
I got a new digital recorder. We're going to go out there and get some interviews.
All right, there we
get
go.
Get among the people.
My prediction, we won't make it past Tuesday. Another earthquake is going to destroy the earth.
Mm.
Sorry.
It happens.
Yeah. And that's about it for us.
Good show.
Good show.
Yeah. Have a good Sunday.
Have a good Sunday. Enjoy the Oscars.
Or not.
Or not.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly doo.